That's where we thank the World Service and roll the shutters up on the day here at Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 16th of November. I'm Lisa Costello and Simon King is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. Then after 6, Claire Balding introduces us to some bright sparks who retired from the Central Electricity Generating Board and who are now blazing new trails around Bristol. That's in Ramblings. But before all that, a look to later this morning when Jay Rayner brings a feast.
Join me, Jay Rayner, as I open the doors on a new series of The Kitchen Cabinet. I've assembled an expert panel to answer all your food and cooking questions.
Do you want Thai spicy or English spicy? And I said, I'll have Thai spicy, please. She put in about 6 or 7 of these teeny tiny little green chilies and it nearly blew my head off.
We're taking The Kitchen Cabinet to Wolverhampton, Hitchin and Dorchester. Plus, we're starting with a special episode celebrating World Children's Day.
My question is, favourite pasta, with sauce or without sauce?
What's the best burger you have ever had?
The Kitchen Cabinet with me, Jay Rayner, is on Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sound.
Now let's get straight to Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Lisa. Thank you. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 16th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher, Trafalgar, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 250 miles northeast of Iceland, 960, expected central Sweden, 971, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly, veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in North Viking, decreasing 6 at times later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Forth, Tyne and Dogger. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in South Utsira. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in German Bight. Rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, drizzle later in north, good, becoming moderate later in north. Fitzroy. Easterly, backing northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest. Thundery showers in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon. North or northwest 3 to 5, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ruckel, Malham. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle. Westerly, veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 6 at times later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in northeast, veering northerly 5 to 7 later. Sleet, then snow showers, moderate to very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 4, recent rain 7 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest 4, 12 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 8, rain 6 miles, 1000, now rising. Lucas, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 3, 11 miles, 1021. Jersey. Southeast by south 3, 14 miles, 1022, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest by north 3, 1022. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 2, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by south 2, 22 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 4, rain 15 miles, 1017, falling more slowly. Malin Head, west by north 5, 9 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A cold front currently moving southeastwards across England and Wales will bring an interval of rain during Saturday, with colder, showery weather already across Scotland and Northern Ireland following from the northwest. It will be windy in the north with gales in the far north of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north. Squally showers, perhaps wintry in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head, Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Rattray Head, decreasing 4 at times elsewhere. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in far north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle for a time at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Rain or drizzle for a time, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, then veering northwesterly again later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 to 5, then veering north or northwest later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4, then veering north or northwest later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers later, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mallow Galloway. Westerly 4 or 5 at first and south, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Cunliffe Loch, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 except in far south, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6, except in far north, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamerican Points. West or northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Ardamerican Points to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in north, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Shetland Isles, westerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or poor, occasionally good in east. And that completes this Ripon Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 16th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. Ukraine has accused Germany of appeasing Russia after Chancellor Scholz spoke to Vladimir Putin for the first time in 2 years. A former Tory MP has revealed his shame and suicidal thoughts after being targeted in a Westminster honey trap. And in sport, Scotland's footballers beat Croatia to end a 10-match run without a win. Ukraine has accused Germany of weakening Russia's isolation after the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, spoke on the phone to Vladimir Putin for the first time in 2 years. Mr. Scholz said he urged President Putin to begin talks with Ukraine to achieve a just peace. President Zelensky said Mr. Scholz had opened a Pandora's box. Speaking on Russian state television, the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, described the discussions as detailed.
This conversation took place on the initiative of the German side. This is why it's important. A search, or rather an attempt to compare our positions, is being made. There were quite detailed discussions. First of all, on the Ukrainian theme, frank discussions. Of course, there are still quite deep disagreements, but the very fact of the dialogue is very positive.
A former Conservative MP has spoken of his guilt at giving colleagues' phone numbers to someone who'd used a fake profile on a dating site. William Ragg said he'd since suffered panic attacks and even considered ending his life. In his first broadcast interview, he told our political investigations correspondent, Joe Pike, how the man asked for the numbers after they'd exchanged messages earlier this year.
He said, "You've got a minute or 2 minutes or something to send me these numbers." And that's when it, as far as I was concerned, turned a bit weird.
Critics would say you made the situation potentially a lot worse and you drew other people into all of this and potentially made them victims as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that is why I felt the guilt. That's why I felt so sorry and shameful.
A member of the Labour Party was arrested in June on suspicion of harassment and offences under the Online Safety Act. He's been released on bail. Donald Trump has named his election campaign spokeswoman, Caroline Leavitt, as his White House press secretary. The 27-year-old served as assistant press secretary during Mr. Trump's first term as president. She'll be the youngest person to ever hold the role. The average two-year fixed-rate mortgage has risen to 5.5% despite a recent cut in interest rates, according to the financial information service MoneyFacts. Lenders, including Barclays, HSBC, NatWest and Nationwide, have all increased their fixed-rate deals in recent days. They're reacting to expect